Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse with you, along with Noah Cassidy today.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing, Noah?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you doing?
Doing great, man. Great. Let's get into it. What do you got for us? What did you know today?
So, did you know that you could actually hear cauliflower growing?
You can hear cauliflower grow, like popcorn?
Kind of.
Really?
So, basically, you know, cauliflower is, I don't typically like cauliflower myself, but some people like it on snack trays, dipping it in ranch and blah, blah, blah. But it's one of the least eaten vegetables out there, okay? Yeah. But farmers say that it's one of the most interesting foods to actually grow, and it's because they grow so incredibly fast. In fact, just within one day, they can actually grow up to an inch.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of growth in just a day. And because of that, if y'all are obviously kind of familiar with how cauliflower is or looks, it looks kind of like broccoli.
It looks like broccoli, but it's not actually really that similar to broccoli.
Right, here. And it's like really dense, right? Like the tops of it is really dense. Well, because it's really dense, whenever they're growing, especially at that rapid pace, that you can actually hear the tops of them rubbing against each other as they grow and expand. Mm. And so the farmers actually call it the cauliflower creak. And it kind of rumbles like that. So when you have a whole field of cauliflower growing at that rate, it actually has a slight creaking sound. You can actually hear cauliflower growing.
Huh. That is pretty interesting.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, well, here's my did you know of the day. Did you know that less than one quarter of the ocean's floor has been mapped in detail?
Just a quarter.
Yeah, less than.
Not even a quarter.
Well, the ocean is just so vast, you know, it takes up the majority of our planet.
Yeah.
But in a lot of areas where it's so deep, we don't really even know what's at the bottom.
Yeah, and if it's deep enough that sometimes these submarines explode.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I mean, so what they've said is that anything larger than about 3 miles across, they have some sort of you know, they know about those kind of things, whether it's large underwater mountains, but smaller objects like shipwrecks and other different features of the floor of the ocean still are yet to be discovered.
So now, they still kind of like, it's not like they've mapped out only certain areas. They kind of generally know,
the main features.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay.
But, and of course, it matters about the depth of the water, you know, how hard is it to get to and be able to figure out what's down there. But they're trying to really, researchers are trying to get as much information and a hold on the knowledge as possible. Right now, there's a survey going on, and it's called the Seabed 2030 Project. So they hope to have the whole floor mapped by 2030.
Wow, that's not that far away to map the rest of the three quarters of the ocean.
Yeah, so we'll have to keep up with it.
We'll see what happens.
Can get to it. But it's pretty interesting. You know, it's pretty much a whole underwater, just unexplored environment that's right around us.
Yeah, we're going to be coming up with some new species of fish here in a little while.
Oh, yeah. Well, stay tuned. I'm sure we'll have a lot more good Did You Know's coming up the rest of the week. It's Brent Hesse and Noah Cassidy on the Did You Know Show.